The rapid spread of the novel coronavirus and the lack of immunity to the disease in humans has sent scientists and doctors scrambling to develop treatments. The Karmanis Cancer Institute is joining a clinical trial on a potential treatment for COVID-19. Selinexor has been approved to treat several types of cancer. Dr. Jeffrey Zonder will be the study's principal investigator for Karmanis. He explains to me what makes scientists think this drug might work in fighting the effects of COVID-19.
So the mechanism of action of this drug is that it blocks a transporter between the nucleus and the cytoplasm of cells. And in the case of cancer, it blocks the export of tumor suppressor molecules. And so it makes the cells more susceptible to the effects of other chemotherapy agents and itself has a toxic effect on cancer cells. It turns out these transport proteins aren't only relevant to cancer. Lots of different intracellular events depend on regulated transport or shuttling of these proteins. And so and that includes viral replication.
What are the side effects with this drug then? People are mostly familiar with chemotherapy. Is this similar in the way the side effects affect somebody?
The main side effect with this drug at the doses used to treat cancer is fatigue and gastrointestinal side effects, which can range from a decreased appetite to an upset stomach to diarrhea. And we already know from cancer trials that reducing the dose has a big impact on the likelihood of those side effects. And in this particular antiviral trial, the doses being used are much lower than even the lowest doses used to treat cancers. So we're expecting from a GI standpoint for this to be much better tolerated than when we use the same drug to treat cancer.
So this wouldn't be a situation where taking this drug won't likely have a negative impact on somebody's health in general.
Well, again, you have to do a trial to know with certainty how it's going to how it's going to be tolerated. But based on what we know from dose finding studies in hundreds of patients that have been treated with this drug in cancer research, we think this is going to be well tolerated.
So how do the mechanics of this drug compare to that of other potential COVID-19 treatments like remdesivir, which was initially approved to treat Ebola?
So, I mean, the mechanism of action is completely different, for starters. But like remdesivir, there is data to suggest that this drug may impact many different types of viral infections, including influenza. So this probably will be a proof of principle study, not just whether or not it can help patients with COVID-19, but I think it would potentially open up, all sorts of interest and research in its applicability to other types of viral infections.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Regardless of outcome, will studies of drugs like selinexor make us more prepared for the next pandemic of a respiratory virus like SARS or MERS?
I think finding drugs that have broad antiviral activity will make us more prepared for the next wave of respiratory infections, whether it's a second wave of COVID-19 later this year or whether it's something like influenza in the future.
So how long before we can expect some sort of results from this study?
So it's a randomized study that permits patients to get standard of care therapies and any of the other therapies that people have been reading about that that are available clinically, patients are permitted to get. And in this study, after the first 40 patients have been enrolled, there's going to be an early look at the data just to make sure that there's no safety signal, negative safety signal related to the drug. That's when we could potentially have our first glimpse of, how active the drug is as well in terms of its antiviral effect. But that's only a portion of the study, and we won't have final results probably for, several months.
He spoke with me about a new clinical trial of a drug thought to be able to treat COVID-19.